Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. If I could bring my mic to my mouth. My name Ren. I got my boy LJ with me and the OG dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to these listeners, man.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, everybody?
All right, man. Now, y'all boys and girls, welcome back to another episode, man. Now, before I let dad talk about his sports, I'm going to start the petty hour.
Oh, God.
I'm going to start the petty hour right now. And I think dad knows exactly what I'm about to talk about. Because I ain't sending it to LJ. I sent it to dad.
Yeah. And I'm like, really? This is what we're talking about?
You know what I'm about to talk about, dad?
Yeah, I know exactly what
you want to share with LJ about what I sent you?
Sure. let me pull it up right now.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Pull that up.
I'll pull it up. It's right here. Hold on. Attack on Titans ratings have skyrocketed.
No, not that. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the TikTok video.
Well, which one? Which one?
The one about My Hero.
Oh, no. No. We ain't talking about that.
Now, why you want to talk about it?
Okay.
Hold on, before you say anything, because you went to the convention, LJ, you went to an anime convention before or no?
Yeah.
You went to one? All right, I never went to one.
I've been to a few.
I know you've been to a few. Is that true, what he said, what they said? Is that true?
Okay, so let me say this.
Wait, one second. Can I get some insight to what's going on?
He's about to explain.
Somebody made a TikTok saying that which type of cosplayers or anime people stinks the most. And they said it's My Hero.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they say that y'all like smash gamers.
they say we stink, like we just don't take baths, gotcha. Something like that. So let me say this. I've been to plenty of conventions.
Hold on, is that true?
I've been to plenty of conventions, and every convention I go to, everyone's musty.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Damn.
But people be musty.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, I literally, I triple up on deodorant because I don't want it to be me, you know. Because, you know, one thing, too, is, like, you get all the bodies in there, all the body heat and stuff like that. Everybody's crowded and stuff like that because everybody wants to see their favorite artist or something like that. I get that. You know what I'm saying? And some people are dressed to the nine, you know, in their cosplays and stuff like that. I get that too. So you put that all together, it's a recipe for funk. Okay.
All right.
And people just be musty at these things. Like I just don't know how to display it. Like the first time I walked into Comic-Con in San Diego, I had to take three steps back because I was like, I got dizzy for a second there because like it was like get smacked in the face with must.
Damn.
I'm like, yeah, it be like that. So with that being said, My Hero does have, in my opinion, the more elaborate costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So like everybody else has their own hero. You know, you try to do Demon Slayer, all you got to do is have a checkered robe, and that's it, you're good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My Hero is a little more elaborate with their stuff. Some of it's mechanical and all that stuff. So, I ain't musty. That's all I'm saying that. Like, you ain't going to put me in that category.
Right.
You know? So, I got a deodorant on my dresser, in my bathroom, in my car. Like, I don't be musty, okay? It's what we're not going to do, okay? So, everybody else out there who's making us look bad, just go to Walmart. get the antiperspirant one, the powder kind, you know, because those ones will help you sweat less, you know.
Right.
Get some baby powder, put it on your body
right.
when you before you get out there. Stop the sweat, you know. Just stop making us look bad, please. I don't like it.
LJ, what anime convention you went to?
So when I went to school in Birmingham, they had an anime convention.
Okay.
And then my school, part of the anime and gaming club, they put on a convention at the school, and I used to work at the student center where they put on the event. So I was there working, but I would hang around there as well because I knew a lot of the people anyway.
Alright.
And so when he says that, I was like, and everybody knows this, it's like the worst gamers or the mustiest gamers are Smash players. And for the most part, that is true. Because we used to have a game room in my student center, and the Smash people would throw tournaments there and everything. And it's not that big of a room. It's probably as big as mine and your bedroom combined, if that.
Who you talking about?
And all it'd be like 20 people up in there.
You talking about my bedroom?
Already heat, huh?
Talking about my mine and your bedroom combined?
Yeah, like mine and your bedroom probably combined.
Okay.
And so it's 20 people in there, and they see, and none of them smell. So it would just be a funk. You'd be walking, and it just funk, and then you walk past. And nobody could understand why. And we used to have a whole bunch of ladies working in the game room, and they could not stand the smell in there.
Right.
You try to bring fans. You try to do all that. The funk just lingers.
Right. There was literally a girl. She wore like 3 masks, and she still couldn't stop it.
Goddamn.
So that's why I just think of Smash, which is bad. I know a lot of Smash players be like, that's not everybody. And you're right, that's not everybody. But there's y'all know there's some smelly people.
As a community.
There's some smelly people. And if y'all was homies, y'all need to be telling them they need to be putting on some more deodorant. I think my boss was, it was so bad, my boss went up in there with some Febreze, and they looked at him like he was crazy. And somebody was just like, y'all stink. This ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Damn.
And so we eventually told them they could never rent out that room like that again, and they had to go actually rent out like a classroom or one of the meeting rooms for their meeting.
All right.
Instead of just hogging the game room.
Whenever somebody tells me, you know, what to expect when you go to Comic-Con and stuff like that, and first thing I always tell them, you need to be aware of how funky it's going to be when you walk in. Like, and I'm not talking trash, I'm not doing anything, it's just that body heat. And because the AC is not capable of keeping everybody cool with all them people.
Right.
ACs don't work that way. I don't care if you got industrial or not. It don't work that way, you know. And like I've been to football games and stuff like that, in stadiums. It's not that musty like that, you know. But a lot of it's like open air and stuff like that too. So whenever you go to a convention, triple up, okay? Have one in your pocket. Get some, ladies, go, if you want.
Wait, hold on. The lady smell too?
Oh, it's everybody.
God damn.
It's everybody, man. Yeah.
It's everybody.
God
damn. Don't get it twisted. Ladies, if you're going, go ahead and go to Bath & Body Works, get that spray that you guys get, or go to Victoria's Secret, get that love spell, whatever you guys do back in the day. You know, just help. Guys, get some cologne. Get some Axe body spray. I don't care. Just let's hide the funk. Matter of fact, this could be my next movie, Hide the Funk. Hashtag Hide the Funk.
Hey, you better trademark that. Hey, that sound like a legit, yeah. That sound like a phrase right there. But for everybody out there who don't know what me and Dad was talking about, YouTube. TikTok video was on my For You page, and during the convention, everybody was talking about, unless he just hated My Hero, but everybody was talking about how My Hero fans are the most smelliest fans out of them all. So Dad is a huge My Hero fan, so I just want to be paired with him. So I sent that. I ain't sent LJ, because LJ, I think his One Piece, ain't it? Your favorite One Piece? Right?
No.
Yu Yu Hakusho?
Up there.
He said Boruto. He said Boruto. But yeah, I just want to be petty with that. But before we get on to Daily Dose of Anime, Dad, you got any sports news you want to talk to the folks about?
I got a few things. First thing I want to talk about, are you guys aware of this Ja Morant situation?
Man, that dude is tripping, man.
So,
he's tripping.
For those of you who don't know, Ja Morant decided to go to a strip club, right? Which is fine, you know. Go live, which already going live at a strip club is kind of like weird by itself, you know. But I'm sure they're going to say you're Ja Morant, so go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But then, dude was had his shirt off, which is like, okay, you're in a strip club with your shirt off now. Like, you already being weird. And then, started showing off a gun. I'm like, and my favorite thing about Black Twitter that's going off about this guy is like, you was not this dude. Like,
he's not. You really ain't.
You went to private school growing up. Now you have both your parents, both loving parents, you know, that care for you. You have a whole family, like a sibling and everything. So, like, you don't have to pretend to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be that dude. You're a great player. You don't have to be this dude. And, like, bro, like, if something's wrong with you, like, get some help. Like, everybody wants you to do better, but Black Twitter is going to get them jokes off, though.
Mm.
For he was being called Clarence from 8 Mile.
Right.
I saw all those. Like, mm-hmm. I saw raps about him. Like, that rap that Eminem did on him at the end. You know, but hopefully he gets it together. Because it's not a good look at all.
At all. Because he tripping right now.
No, he mad tripping. NBA season is back out of the All-Star break. And we don't give enough love to the Sacramento Kings, who are the third seed. And they haven't been in the playoffs in close to 20 years.
I've been saying, ever since I was born, I don't think they made the playoffs.
It's been a long time. I remember the last time I think they were in was 2002 or something like that.
Right.
2003. So, like, it's been a while. So, I want to give them some love on this episode, too. But they're going to be one and done because they're not that good. They're just, like, riding a wave right now. I don't think they get past the first round unless they get, like, a matchup they like. But
no disrespect, but who's on the Sacramento Kings? I'll be honest with you. I don't watch basketball until it gets close to the playoffs. I'm just putting it out there right now.
Their star is De'Aaron Fox. Really good footwork, fast as hell. Like, he's more like a Tony Parker-ish when it comes to speed and stuff like that. In the way he plays, you have Sabonis. I think Sabonis is still there, who is also like a really good player, and Harrison Barnes. Who I don't like Harrison Barnes. I was just flat out say I don't like the dude. Like that's a whole nother rant for another day. But he cost us a title. He cost my Warriors a title 1 year. So that's all I'm
gonna say. Hasn't Harrison been around for a minute? No.
Yeah, he's been around for a hot minute, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Out there just robbing owners and GMs, you know, thinking that he good. But, you know, that's what I got for sports right now. Football season's on the off season, so, and we got the XFL, which is actually pretty fun to watch, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I saw a few games. Hopefully it take off, though, because I enjoy it. The games that I watch.
Their thing is, like, because they're working with the NFL.
Yeah.
And their roster's going to reset every season, which is, like, it's kind of tough because you don't get used to players, but their goal is to get people into the NFL. So, like, you know, I can respect that.
It's a G League for the NFL.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what it is. But that's it for you, that's what you just said?
That's it for me.
That's it for you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that is your sports talk about you by Dad himself, man. Now let's jump into it because I'm going to save the best anime news for last because Dad spoiled a little bit of it. But let's start off with some sad news. So for everybody out there who love Hunter Hunter, look like we got some terrible news. So according to a main source close to, I'm not even finna say dude name, but who close to the creator himself, The Hunter x Hunter manga is likely canceled forever. Now, it's a long statement, but I'm gonna read it. But the account stated that Yoshihiro, I think that's his pronounced his name, is now listed in the weekly Shonen Jump magazine archive section along with other series that have been ended, canceled, or transferred. As a result, the tweet made the fandom go berserk on the internet. So basically, this article don't explain it, but basically he got sick again, but this time I think it's worse than before. So how y'all feel about Hunter x Hunter likely gone forever?
Well, hope the writer feels better, number one.
True that.
Your health comes before any project or anything a fan wants, so like, let's just throw it out there first. So my only thing about it is like, I hope he gets better. If it is because he is not well, then like, people are just going to get over it, you know, because it's his creation, it's his dream and all that stuff. So you don't infringe upon that, in my opinion,
right?
You know, unless he gets sick, things go on without me type of thing, you know what I'm saying? But I think if he's like as sick as being reported, like, people are just going to be like, I mean, it sucks, but like, his health comes first.
Right. That's what you got to say?
I don't really have too much to say about it other than that's it. It's like, if he's sick, he's sick, and you can't really do anything about it. You know, he has to get better first. I mean, if he does give the okay to somebody finish it, that's him giving the okay. But other than that, I mean, this happens all the time. People have been waiting for the season 2 of High School of the Dead to come out, and then the creator ended up passing away before he could get the second season out. And you rather not see that happen. I'd rather them just get healthy and then, you know, let them live their lives. You know, it's a show, you know. I know that's a lot of people's favorite shows, but sometimes you gotta let things go.
I gotcha. So for everybody out there, man, Hunter x Hunter may not see the light of day after what just happened with the creator. Now, I finna say Bleach. Black Clover is accused of copying Naruto Sharingan design. So this new guy, let me zoom in and show LJ. This guy here. I don't know who that is because I've been lagging on the manga. I think that have you been up to date with the manga with Black Clover? You haven't?
No.
Okay. It's been a while since I looked up Black Clover manga, but apparently whoever the heck that guy is, I just showed his eye is some similar to Naruto Sharingan. So I don't, you know, because a lot of people, I forgot, somebody did a deep dive about the design of the little curve marks thingamajiggy. They did a deep dive on it, and they said, like, you know, it's a Chinese or Japanese symbol, something like that, but.
Right. So are they just saying that the design, which comes from something else, is just similar to Naruto?
Yeah. They just said his eyes look like Itachi's eyes, pretty much. That's the whole thing is they were like, bro, y'all just copy and paste Itachi eyes. But I was like, bro, they are not the only one who legit copied
right.
them. I forgot. It's another anime that did an eye like that.
Going on forever.
Yeah.
So, that's just madness.
Right.
Like, unless it's, I mean, I guess you could see if it's a one for one. Okay, maybe you can say something then. But I'm pretty sure Naruto gets, or the
Sharingan?
The Uchiha eyes comes from something else in Japanese lore or something like that.
Yeah,
or
somebody did. Yeah, they did a whole deep dive about it. It was like some.
Really,
yeah.
Not stealing the people.
Now LJ, you know the Naruto fandom is crazy.
I do, but they also like Barto, so I don't have no feelings for them. So.
Man, you was selling a Barto to any chance you could get. Well, I will say this before Dad speak about the Black Clover situation. I will say this. The anime is picking up because it finally got to the Cold arc, which in the manga is probably like the best arc in the manga right now. So I will say as of now, the anime is starting to get good. And after this arc, you're gonna go all over the place. I don't know, but yeah, the anime is doing good finally right now. But Dad, go ahead. What you got to say?
Here's the thing. I need, because it's not any owners or saying anything like this, any writers or anything like that. This is pure fans.
Yep.
And while I appreciate fandom, stop it. Just stop. It's a Japanese symbol, you know. Nobody's stealing it. Anybody can use it. Just because, like, two, right? Maybe it was inspiration. You ever think about that? Or maybe they just, two people can have a similar idea. You know?
Right.
The other day I was looking for, like, podcast names, stuff like that. I had an idea. I checked it out. Somebody already had that name. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, people can have similar ideas. And it's okay. You know, let's not do this tribalism when it comes to animes. Because if anything, it's starting to become more mainstream, and we need to be more inclusive. So,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm gonna say.
But to piggyback off of LJ, say, I should have screenshotted it, but somebody legit did a deep dive on it because they were pissed off. They were like, bro, Naruto is not the only anime to use these type of eyes. And they did a whole deep dive, and I think it did came from Japan. I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. But somebody did a deep dive about what the actual symbol mean, and there's like a whole deep meaning to it. And I was like, man, you know, Naruto fandom go crazy if y'all use the design.
They do.
They go stupid.
On the level, I can appreciate how good the fandom is, you know. You'd appreciate that because, you know, you want ride or die fans, but sometimes you've got to be. There's a reason why being a fan is short for fanatic. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But everybody out there, the Black Clover apparently stole the Sharingan, according to a lot of the Naruto fandom out there. Now, LJ, you can clarify this for me because I really don't know too much about One Piece. Zoro family background finally being revealed. So I think this is a spoiler. Not sure. I don't know. But he is a descendant of a samurai from Wano. So LJ, what the hell do that mean?
It's part of the Wano arc, and that's been a fan theory for years.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's not really any surprise by that.
So it's not really Wano a spoiler?
Not to me.
Okay.
It might be a spoiler for some people who don't know what's going on in Wano or who've never seen like theories about Zoro. So, background, we really don't know anything about Zoro other than he came to is the East Blue, right? Yeah, the East Blue, trained with a family there. He befriended the daughter of the master. The daughter dies. He picks up the swords and he's going to be the greatest monster, blah, 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 this. But we didn't know where Zoro came from. But everybody thought that Zoro kind of had like a Sanji background, which if you don't know Sanji background, I don't think this is spoilers, because if you haven't seen it by now, you probably won't see it. But pretty much, he comes from a very influential family, and he kind of ran away, is how I put it slightly. That's how he met his cookie master, who used to be a pirate. And it sounds like the same thing with Zoro. We don't really know about Zoro family per se. We knew he was just pretty much by himself, but everybody assumed that he came from Wano, and that's why he has the ideal of being the greatest swordsman, because all of the greatest swordsmen came from Wano, except for Mihawk, which is the current greatest swordsman. Supposedly, you can get into the weeds about who's stronger. I'm not about to get into that conversation, but yeah, it's to me, it's not it is a spoiler if you really never looked at any background information about the others or watched any video. But it's always been assumed that he was from Wano. Another thing about it was that when one of the arcs, Thrill Bark, he fought a famous samurai and got his sword, and they were from Wano, and they kind of said something about, you have a familiar scent to you, or aura about you, kind of saying that he's also from Wano, or descended from somebody from Wano. So to me, it's not, you know, any spoilers, and I'm not surprised. It'd be interesting who he belongs to, because there's different families in Wano. There's one influential family right now that we know about, but supposedly there's others. So it'd be interesting to see if he's from one of those other families.
I gotcha. You be on One Piece heavy or no?
No.
You know? Okay. All right. So for everybody out there who be on One Piece, Zoro is a samurai from Wano, like LJ say. I don't know too much about One Piece, but I guess everybody was speculating that. Now, this here, well, it ain't surprised me, because they kind of strict over there, but Demon Slayer Season 3, have y'all been up to date on a particular scene that I'm about to say?
Yes.
You up to date? Dad, you up to date? Okay. So, well, it ain't allegedly, because it's true, but Demon Slayer Season 3 premiere got canceled. I'm talking about the entire Season 3. Got canceled in the Middle East because the studio refused to change one particular scene in the film, because they did the last two episodes of Season 2, and I think they added Episode 1 of Season 3 to the movie too. So so the first episode of Season 3 was the bath scene. And I think they ain't covered this up. But how y'all feel about that? How you feel about the studio ain't changing rules because the Middle East don't like it? And the Middle East just canceled the whole entire season of Demon Slayer.
Go ahead, LJ.
I was gonna be like, I was gonna be petty and be like, how many people over there really are watch anime? And it's probably been quite a bit.
No, you being crazy petty right now.
But I'm not gonna go there. All I'm gonna say is, people have been trying to get them to not show this scene for ever since it was getting closer. Like, I think in the middle of Season 2, everybody, they were like, oh, we're getting close to that bath scene. maybe they shouldn't do it. I mean, I think they still did their normal level of censorship. I think you can't see it all. I don't think. I think there's.
Trust me. Obviously, I don't think you can see all of it. If you can see all of it, trust me, they wouldn't be showing it down here.
Right. So I think it's still the normal censorship that you see for when you have scenes like this. It's not the first scene. So I'm not really sure why it's being so decisive, or why everybody is up in arms about this scene.
Well, over there in the Middle East, they don't play about that though.
Right, but I feel like this one has been getting a lot of hate when there's other animes that has a similar scene and do the similar censorship, and I feel like nobody else is going that hard about it, or maybe we just haven't heard about it. I don't know. I think
it's a combination of we ain't heard about it and the popularity of this anime.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be the case. I don't know. I just feel like everybody's up in arms about something that's
because Saudi anime. Arabia don't play with a lot of things, and if they say it's bad for them, I'm not one to argue. They got it.
They got their own rules.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So for. Surprisingly, though, we got some few listeners over there in the Middle East, though. Surprisingly, we got like a good about 5-10%. But for everybody over there in the Middle East, I don't know if it's just the episode, but from what this article say, it's the entirety of Season 3. So I'm just gonna say that. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong later on down the road. But from this article here, everybody who over there in the Middle East can no longer see Season 3. Now, we all know y'all can find a way, allegedly, but I ain't going to say too much on that, though. But over there in the Middle East, The government council sees three of Demon Slayer.
There's a reason why there's VPN.
hey, hold on. Before I get to the
I was going to say it, but like, VPNs ain't hard to find.
Before I get to the best segment of the Daily Dose of Anime, hey, do y'all think they really got VPN over there? Let's be real.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They got VPN
100%.
Over there? 100%. Okay, I just want to see.
I feel like most of the VPNs are over there.
Yeah. Well, depend on which part, though. Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Cause when I was working at Comcast, yeah, it was mail over there in the Middle East. You're right. So that's that. We just allegedly y'all can find. Go ahead.
Hold on. Question. When you worked at Comcast, you were setting up VPNs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I was setting up VPNs. I was doing everything at Comcast. I was a security technician before they stressed me the hell out. And I left. As I left, and now I work for Amazon because they was tripping, especially when COVID hit. Man, trust me, I can legit write about 5 movies about the stuff I went through while working at Comcast, because it was so much stuff. But yeah, I was in a VPN. I would do a whole bunch of stuff. And then COVID hit, and then customers started tripping, and the supervisors. And like I said, it's a long story. Long story. That was back in my afterlife. That's why I tell everybody. Now, let me sit up straight, because you gotta be proper when speaking this glory that I'm about to say. I would take my hat off to show respect, but I don't got a haircut, and I would take my glasses off, but I don't want to. But you gotta sit up and respect what I'm about to say. Now, Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan. Ratings has skyrocketed to the number one, beating Full Metal Alchemist. So Alchemist is 9.11, and after the part one of the final part, I can't even say that goddamn name. But after part one, Attack on Titan went to the highest rating, to 9.25. Do y'all want to speak on that, or y'all want me to speak on that?
I got a question. So are these... I got a question. Is it... are these like... Because they're not showing new episodes right now, right?
Which one?
Attack on Titan.
They just showed that new episode that came out Saturday. Yeah, it came out yesterday, Saturday. They just showed that new one.
Oh, so I thought that was a trailer.
No. They showed, no, it was the full blown. So.
I don't pay no attention.
I know you don't, but but it's the first part of 2 parts of the last part of season 4.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It's a goddamn mouthful, I know.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man. So how y'all feel about it being number one now, though?
I mean, I'm glad.
I can't wait for this show. I really can.
Well, before you say anything, Dad, now, LJ, the last part of the final part of season 4 don't come out until fall. I think they said October. I don't know. It come out the last part, the official last part, don't come out till October. Or no, not October, until fall. Now this one here is what they're doing is they're splitting the last 2 parts up into an hour episode. So they put like 4 episodes, or not 4. They put like 2 or 3 episodes into one episode. So they already they show the first part Saturday. I saw it. I don't want to, because I could talk about it for hours. And they're going to show the final part in fall. And then that'd be okay. It. That'd be the last thing about Attack on Titan.
To be honest, I'm so checked out on Attack on Titan. I didn't even know that they were showing it again. Like, that's number one. Number two, you know, if it's a new episode, good for them. I mean, if we know anything about that Attack on Titan, is that their fans are quite delusional.
What?
But now that they're delusional, they're going to show up for their trash show. And that's okay.
Wow. Wow. Okay. LJ, what you got to say?
I really don't want to speak on this show. I really don't. This is just...
It just proved y'all wrong.
I am happy. I am happy for them because they can continue to watch the show.
Thank you, Dad.
I don't have to watch it.
Thank you, Dad.
Mm-hmm. I thought there was a rerun. I didn't know that this was. Sorry about that.
No, you.
I didn't know that this was a current season that they were.
Mm-mm.
Showing.
No.
It finally started, huh?
Yeah, it finally started.
So wait. So they showing an hour episode now, and then they're going to go all the way to fall, and then they're going to show the other hour episode. So it's two episodes.
Yeah.
So hold on. It's only two episodes that they're showing?
Because they didn't have enough to finish the show.
Hold on. Before y'all blood pressure go up. Allegedly, when a part two, because I forgot what fucking part we on. My fault for cussing everybody. I forgot what part we on. But part two, when they stop the end of part two, is like 6 to 8 episodes left, if they follow the manga. So when they announced that this is part three, we were like, bro, there's no way on earth y'all can push out 12 to 14 episodes. Like, there's no way, because there ain't too much love in the manga. So what they're doing is they split it up into two parts. Each part, which part one, it just came out Saturday, is covering between 2 to 3 episodes. That's why it's an hour long. The second part, which is coming out in fall, it's supposed to be another 2 to 3 episodes. That's why it's an hour. So it's two episodes, but it's covering between 6 to 8 episodes in those two parts. It's crazy. I know.
There's going to be either three. There could be 3 to 4 episodes parts.
What? 3 to 4 parts. What are you talking about?
You said that there's about 6 to 8 episodes left, right?
If they follow the manga, if they follow the manga, yeah, but they kind of, but pretty much is they cramming 6 to 8 episodes into a 2 hour.
This is the final bit.
This is the final bit. After fall, when fall comes, there should be that's the end of it, unless they gonna milk it. That's where I will say
do OVA because they know they didn't have enough for a season. When they could have just finished it back a year and a half.
Look here, I agree with you. This should have been ended in 2020.
I just want to put that out.
All I'm saying is this.
Can I say something?
What you got to say,
Dad? I think I'm still lost on this.
Okay.
So is there not another episode next week?
Nuh-uh.
Not another episode until the fall.
Until the fall.
Hold on. Didn't they just have a long, like, break right now? Like, didn't it just come back from a long break?
It came back from a long break. Yep.
So, let me get this straight. They just had a long break.
Right.
Drop a episode on a random day.
Would they?
And they're not gonna have another one.
They announced the fall. They announced the episode. And yes, they ain't gonna have another. That they ain't gonna show the final part until fall.
Man, I quit.
So y'all hate on some more until the fall, and then when the fall comes, y'all ain't gotta worry about Attack on Titan no more.
I want to be in the meeting room for this thing to know why are we rolling it out like this.
Hey, I'm with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you on that. I want to be over too, because I want to know what's going on, and I want to see LJ's face when the community ain't pissed off about the ending. Because it's still 50-50.
If it followed the manga, it's because they are in denial. Because just how the manga community got pissed, and then they were like, "No, what? All we can do now is put ourselves in denial because this is how it's going to end."
I guarantee you right now that it's not going to piss off as you think it's going to piss off. I can guarantee you that right now. Just watch. We got into a fall.
And when we're talking about this, and we're talking about the creator of Attack on Titan has gotten thousands of death threats since the ending of Attack on Titan.
Now, hold on. Let's say this. Have y'all seen that man? Have you seen him?
No.
That man is, bruh. The reason why I cut LJ off, because I don't think he going to get death threats. Because if you see,
he's already got them.
Well, I know he got them. I'm pretty sure everybody who made anime got death threats. But
it's better nobody's gonna fall through with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, they never follow through, right?
But the answer to go with LJ though, before I cut him off, we ain't gonna do that, because if you see a before and after photo of him, we are all just appreciative about what he do. Because if y'all see him now, y'all be like, bruh, go get some sleep and don't come back until 5 years. Because he look awful.
Manga artists out there.
Because he look awful. And everybody was like, bruh, we just appreciate what you're doing. But, yes, bruh.
Random.
Huh?
You have too much faith in the anime community. That is not going to happen.
Well, like I said, I know that, but like I said, whenever they announce the date, it's sometime in fall. Y'all can find.
If I'm being honest, like you are, you're one of the more reasonable, irrational Attack on Titan fans,
right?
So you understand that, like, hey, man, leave this dude alone, right?
Right.
But you know, regular Jimmy down the street, you know, don't care. You know, so
you ain't lying though. But
y'all on the highest levels of toxicity when it comes to this thing. You
right?
Know.
You like we were talking about Naruto fans. Y'all at that. Y'all.
Yes, it goes Attack on Titan fans, Naruto fans, and then you can probably put My Hero right there with underneath them. Then you got Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer is probably above My Hero, maybe, but like,
I'll put Chainsaw Man's on there.
Oh, Chainsaw's high up there too. Oh my gosh! But no, like y'all.
Look,
pray for y'all.
All I gotta say is that y'all got one more episode left,
and we gotta wait until the fall.
Well, exactly. Why would you not?
And Attack on Titan, y'all do not have to worry about Attack on Titan after that.
I hate this so much.
So are we still going to watch these episodes? Because I thought it was going to be a season until you just explained it.
I already saw it.
Well, remember we had said on the podcast we was all going to watch.
Now, look here, I brought that up last podcast, and I told y'all, are we going to sit down and watch it? And Dad said no.
We understand.
We agreed.
Well, when fall, I thought it was a season.
Now, hold on.
Now, here's what we can do. When fall comes, and for everybody out there, because I keep on forgetting to mention this, everybody out there, before I say anything, we appreciate y'all because we almost at 1K on TikTok, and we going crazy with the YouTube shorts. In fall, we gonna have way over 1,000 in fall if the rate keep going what is going on TikTok.
Yeah.
So what we can do is if we get a I forgot what it's called, but if we get some followers, some loyal followers, we can have a watch party in the Discord. We can all watch it from the part that I just watched today or yesterday and that new final part all together should be 2 hours. We can watch it and then we can see what the other people say in the Discord. Are y'all cool with that?
I'm fine.
No problem.
Okay. Cause I wanna get some other people who actually like Attack on Titan. I wanna see what they, I want them to tell you about the greatest anime of all time.
It's not though.
It really ain't. But
like I said,
y'all just gotta
wait too far, man.
Can you explain to me what part of spreading it out this much is a good idea?
I agree with LJ. I'm like, I'm sick and tired of it too because I'm ready for it. But here's my answer to that. I guess because MAPPA just picked up. I forgot to screenshot it too, but MAPPA picked up another huge anime. I think it's like Devil's Paradise or something like that. I forgot what it's called. But they pick up the huge anime that everybody is hyped for. And they got a whole bunch of other stuff that they're working on. And also, like I mentioned, I mentioned this way before, a long time ago. Season 4 was not supposed to happen because I forgot who had it before MAPPA, but they dropped them because the animation was too high or the budget was too high. So technically, we wasn't even supposed to get season 4. And then MAPPA picked it up out of nowhere, and they were like, yeah, so episode 1 of season 4 is coming out in like 2 months. So we were like, bro, how the hell y'all going to edit all that? And y'all just announced that y'all just picked up season 4. So, it's so much stuff going on with season 4. It was back and forth between MAPPA and whoever had it before them. They wasn't feeling release it at first. And then when they got Attack on Titan, it was so much money going towards it that they almost canceled it altogether. And then they finally came to a conclusion at the last second. So, it's a whole bunch of stuff behind the scenes. That could be the reason why season 4 is so split up into different parts, because it was just so much to make Attack on Titan. That's why they dropped it. I think at one point it was the most budgeted anime to make at its time, and a lot of studios didn't want to pick it up because they were like, bro, even though y'all making money, we gonna lose money to make all the episodes, because y'all know how expensive anime is.
You're right.
So yeah, that's why I think that's why this season is so all over the place, because when season 3 launched, or when season 3 got finished, the reports came out and Attack on Titan was like in the like hundreds millions on budgeting. And you know them anime studios really don't got that much money. So yeah, it's so much stuff in the background. That's why I said I'm just happy that MAPPA picked up season 4, because we wasn't even supposed to be here. This was supposed to be just manga, and that's it. Because even one of the creators or one of the people who behind Attack on Titan even say, yeah, this probably season 4 may not happen. Y'all may just get the manga, and that's it. And then, like I said, when MAPPA came out of nowhere and announced that they're picking up, everybody got happy. So you know, we just, as a community, we just grateful that we got season 4. That's why a lot of people ain't really too pissed off about it being split up into different parts, because we know how crazy season 4 was for to get animated. And like I said, the budget is like, I think, I could be so wrong, but I think it was so high. I think it was like number 1 for the longest. But, you know, I'm with y'all. I think they milking it too, because they could have easily just combined it and just push it out. I don't know why they doing this like this, but you know,
this is beyond milking it.
Hey, so I'm when I say this, I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. I thought the reason why Attack on Titan wasn't going to get season 4 was because of how bad season 2 and season 3 was. Animation wise and story wise.
No, because season, everybody loves season 2. The reason why people don't like season 2, hold on, Dad. The reason why people don't like season 2 is because is because I saw their face. It's because of the episodes. It was like maybe 12 episodes. And they really didn't explain much in the season 2. And also in season 2, it was a whole bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes as well. A lot of actors, actresses, directors, a whole bunch of stuff was quitting and leaving. And like Dad mentioned, a lot of people was dying. So they were like, they were coming in and they were leaving. They were coming in and they were leaving. But season 2 in particular had a whole bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes as well. Because y'all could Google it and an article could come up. And I think like one major executive producer left during the middle of it. And they had to scrape it or they had to stop for a while. And then they had to find somebody else. But season 2, it was rushed. I ain't going to even lie to you. Season 2 was rushed. Season 3 was good. But to answer what you just said about season 2 and 3, a lot of people didn't really like season 3 because it was slow. It was so slow at first. That's why they split it up into parts. And the last part did it justice because the last part pretty much explained everything that the first part could explain. Season 3 should have had no reason to have two parts. It could have had one part and that's it. Same with season 4, but like I said, season 4 had so much stuff going on that they had to split it up. But season 3, a lot of people frustrated with season 3 is they were like, bruh, part 2 literally explained what the hell part 1 should explain. Part 1, like, with part 1, it should have only been like maybe 4 or 5 episodes instead of having 12 episodes. Whereas with part 2, you literally explain everything in 5 to 6 episodes that we want to know. So that's why a lot of people didn't like season 3. Because season 3, there should have been no reason to have part 1. You could have had part 2 with a little bit of 2 or 3 episodes from part 1 and boom. That's it.
So, the fact still stands that season 2, and I give you season 3. Because I do remember everybody liking the last 2 episodes of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I heard, everything before those last 2 episodes, everybody hated season 2 and 3. They hated season 2 because there was no action.
And yeah.
3 just took too long.
Yeah. Season 2 was no action because.
Right.
Yeah. You write on that because season 2 was strictly. Because season 1, action packed everything. And what they was doing with season 2 is, like you said, it wasn't no action pack. They were like, okay, season 2, we're going to explain everything. We're going to explain why Aaron got what he got. We're going to explain why the Titans are Titans. We're going to explain why the Titans coming. And we're going to explain why they invading, yada, yada. And like I said, it was so much going back and forth that they could have, because I think season 2 was like 14 episodes or something like that. I don't know. But like I said, season 2 had so much stuff going on too. And then, like I said, with season 3, they could have easily just packed that up into like 16 episodes instead of having 2 parts.
So
can I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Dad.
Just real quick. You said you'll give them season 3 because season 3 just get the last two episodes.
I give them the last 2 episodes of season 3.
Okay. There were 22 episodes that season. I just looked it up. So you're telling me... Not even 10% of the season 3 was good.
But guess what? It's still way better than My Hero.
Wow.
I want you to say something. I'm being petty now.
You give me a season of My Hero where less than 10% of it was good, and I'll never argue about it again.
I gotta go back because it's been a minute since I saw you see My Hero.
Okay, whatever.
I gotta go back.
There's never been a season of seasons of My Hero where less than 10% of the episodes were good.
Man, the only shot you got is maybe the first season. But you give everything.
Here's the thing, though. season 2 and 3, like you said, a lot of people don't like it because of what season 1 brought. Season 1 brought so much stuff. Right. But the storytelling, plot twist, and everything leading up to what Aaron is doing. All right, what you got to say?
The plot twist in Attack on Titan aren't really that heartbreaking.
You crazy. It's what?
They really aren't.
All right. So, which explain which one?
So, I'm gonna leave the big one alone because I have my problems with the big one, but I'm gonna leave the big one alone.
Okay.
The one I'm gonna talk about is, I don't know if this is spoiler or not because I just don't.
I mean,
know.
You might well go ahead and say it because we at the end.
So learning that the people on the island are from a different race, but exiles from a kingdom because the king told them that the powers of the Titans are too strong and we want to be separated from the world. And the reason why they made the wall of Titans is to protect the world from themselves. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But the people on the island didn't know that because they just thought they was the only people in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people who knew the truth was the king's family.
Right.
That has been done before.
But that's not a plot twist. That's not like a huge plot twist, though.
Tell me what's a huge plot twist to you.
The huge plot twist is when this man Aaron went back in time, right?
So that's the big plot twist that I was talking about.
Hold on, which one are you talking about?
Whatever his Titan name is.
The Tech Titan.
He has the ability to go back in time.
Yeah.
And talk to his past owners. And Aaron is the one who set all this in play mostly.
Yeah. Right.
You know who else did something like that?
Talking about in anime or
anime.
Like, no, you talking about in the anime or in like anime, like in the anime universe?
In the anime universe.
Oh, okay. Oh, who?
Code Geass.
Well, yeah, they did compare that to Code. Yeah.
Right, because Lelouch's whole plan was to get everybody to hate him. So he uses Geass to put information in different people's minds so they would all hate him so the whole world would have one enemy and not fight each other, right? And that's pretty much what Aaron did when we get to the, you know, end, right?
When you get to the, now here's the thing. He doing something similar to that. Now, if I don't want to say it because if they haven't read the manga,
That's what I'm trying to.
Because it would, if I say it, it will actually just spoil the entire show. But he, all I gotta say without spoiling, he doing something similar to what you just said. But you gotta see the episode that just dropped, because the episode that just dropped explains legit what you just said. But it dives way deeper into it. And you'd be like, okay, I can see what he's trying to do. But you probably still ain't going to like it. But like I said, it's...
I read that part in the manga, and I said the same thing when I was reading it.
Even if it dives deep into it, there's still not another episode to the fall.
Oh, man.
What are we even doing here, guys? Like, hey, what are we even talking about? Like,
look here, all I gotta say is this. All I gotta say is this. My hero is going down. It's probably the greatest.
You can say all you want, but like, our episodes ain't spread out.
Man, look here. All I gotta say is for everybody out there, man, I appreciate y'all for the TikTok, man, because we almost at 1K. When the final episode comes out, like I said, we should hit 1K by the end of this month. Whenever it come out, we all gonna sit and watch it. If we get a community together, we gonna make sure they can sit down and talk to us as well. And we gonna have a whole, record a whole episode, and we just gonna go all out. We're going to have a special episode dedicated to Attack on Titan, and we're going to leave it at that. And we're going to let it die when anime die. But for everybody out there, though, My Hero. Attack on Titan is now rated the highest anime of all times, beating Full Metal Alchemist.
I am truly happy for
it. Y'all being
I'm happy for petty. Him. But it's not a season though. They literally just put out a mini movie and say, okay,
it's
here.
It's an OVA.
It's OVA, exactly. It's a freaking OVA. Like,
hey, don't hate.
I've been saying from the beginning.
Hey, don't hate on the anime now, you know?
Just move on and go
yeah, can we get to the subject ahead, please?
All right, now technically it's supposed to be the main topic, but we pretty much how me and LJ used to do back in the day. We used to just talk about random stuff and make random stuff the main topic. But I do want to talk about this before we call it though. mm-hmm. Now, last episode when we was talking about the price hiking and the video games and all that stuff, I mentioned DLCs, and Dad was mentioning about. That could be a topic for another day. And I want to piggyback on that. And and we're going to continue this. This is going to be like part one of that. Because some similar, I forgot which episode me you did, LJ, where we started one and we pick it back up after. I forgot which one it was. But I think it was a Pokemon episode, wasn't it? Yeah. It was something like that. This is going to be part one. And part two probably gonna come later on down the road. Like I said, once we get like some more people and we can have them join in on the conversation. But DLCs. Now, I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna let y'all just go off and do whatever y'all want to say or say whatever y'all want to say. Do y'all think DLCs kill the gaming community, or is it actually? You know, is it actually doing it justice? And I'm going to start with Dad since he's been in the game longer than me and you, LJ.
I don't know what happened.
I'm about to say, what just happened?
I think I moved the cord.
Oh, me and LJ were like, bro, Dad.
I was waiting.
I thought you got pissed off about Attack on Titan. You love for real.
I mean, if that was the reason, then I would have.
That'd be so funny.
Oh, see. It might actually have been a 100 Attack on Titan.
I see what happened now. My studio mic got unplugged.
Okay.
So messed up.
So. Okay. Yeah, you remember when we were tested? I told you, you can't touch nothing.
You can't touch nothing
because it started tripping. I don't know why I do that. But you remember what I said on that?
About the DLCs and stuff like that? Like if
it ruined the game in the community or not.
Here's my thing. There's two spectrums to this, right?
Oh, hold on. Now, like I said, you've been in the game longer than me and LJ. Before you say that, what was your first thought? Can you remember the first time you ever heard about DLCs, or you can't remember?
It had to been on the 360. Like, it had to been around then. Because, like...
Okay, so what's your first thought of a DLC when you first heard about it? What was your thought about it?
I thought like it was a cool way, because if I remember correctly, I think it was Modern Warfare. If I remember it like more like heavily, because they added more maps, which you had to pay for them.
Okay.
And I remember them doing that, and it did something like that with Gears 2 also, adding more multiplayer maps and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, this is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You know, it keeps the game going. You know, and. My thought there was technology is always evolving, right?
Right.
So I said, you know what, this is just the next step because beforehand, online play wasn't the thing. Now it's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, you know, you just have to have like LAN parties if you want to do all that stuff, you know? And my thing that the spectrum that really like just irks me to no end is day one DLCs.
Mm-hmm.
day one DLCs is the, it's low on the morale spectrum for, as far as cash grabs. Because either put it in the game or save it for later. Like, I'm over the season pass thing because, okay, everybody's doing it. You know, hell, even Madden's doing the season pass thing. You know, it's a whole thing. They do seasons. 2K does seasons. You know,
talk
so
about that later because that sounds stupid to me.
hold on, what sounds stupid to you?
Madden doing a season pass.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's all about Ultimate Team. The only mode you spend money on. So, like, that's what it is with those things. But, like, so season passes are everywhere, whether it's Apex, Call of Duty, you know, whatever. I'm over that because, like, a lot of the season passes aren't pay to win. So as long as it's not pay to win, I'm good, you know. DLC has afforded us to keep a game going because back in my day, you know, once you beat the game, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back and play it if you want to, but maybe challenge yourself in a different way, but there was nothing else coming down the pike for it, you know. Yeah. Now I'll say this, like, in my son's generation now, him growing up, he's already talking about the DLC that's coming out in the fall for Pokemon, and he's excited for it, you know. So, like, I don't mind that because it keeps the game going. Grand Theft Auto 5 has been out for 10 years.
Yeah.
And they're still doing online DLC for it, like, to this day. That it keeps people going. And, like, it keeps people playing. It keeps people interested. And that's what I like about it. Just don't give me day one DLCs. Like, that's the part where I'm like, okay, use a special kind of jerk for that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I'm cool with DLCs if it adds to the story, keeps the game going, you know? As long as it doesn't mess with the main story. Okay, mess with the main story, and it's not pay to win. Mm. Then I'm okay with it. So, and you could debate the difference between DLC and add-ons, you know? But I think, like, a good DLC is it adds a side story to the game. Final Fantasy 15, I believe, did this with Noctis, and they added because it was weird. I don't know if you ever played Final Fantasy 15 or with Noctis.
You talking about? Who you talking about? Both of us. Yeah. I played one.
That was 15. You played.
It was 15. It's on my computer, but I don't want to mess with.
I watched my friend.
I don't want to mess with that. But I think it is final. I think it was Final Fantasy 15. I played. I think I played on PC.
Yeah, that's when you're in the car often.
Yeah. I played out. I did. Yep.
Okay. So they did this thing right to where like it was a big intense fight, and after the fact, your friends like were really affected because you got split up and things happened to them. Right. And like you just had to take it like one friend goes blind, is blind, you know, and you're just like, well, what happened? And then later on, they got the DLC showed their part of the fight of that part happened. I thought that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like it had to be cut because it felt like it was something that had to be cut for the main game, like to get it out on time. So like, and I'm okay with that because it's not impacting the main story, you know. Is giving you more levels to the story, actually enhancing the story, but it's not impacting it in a negative way. So,
right.
That's my thing.
LJ, what's your take on DLCs?
DLC, if done properly, and that's pretty much what Dad was saying, if done properly, is good. The problem is that a lot of these companies who make these AAA games are now using DLCs as a scapegoat to get their product out on time so they don't have to not meet their deadlines or other things like that. And that's the problem because they're cutting out basic things out of the game out of the DLC or and putting it into DLC because it's A, they feel like they can get more money off of people if we put this in it because they want to know the ending of the story or this what this part is. Or B, we can't finish this game in time, so we got to cut back on parts that would have made sense to have in the main game, but we just don't have time. I.e., that gave you great examples of good DLC. Final Fantasy 15, GTA 5, those are good things of DLC. One DLC I'm going to give you is D1. In Destiny, the vanilla game of Destiny was horrid. The story didn't make sense. They cut out areas that people was able to play in back in the beta, and you had to not get those areas until the DLC for Oryx came out. Then people was like, well, what's going on in the story? Nobody knew what was going on in the story. And the reason I'm bringing up Destiny is because Destiny seems to be reverting back to their, or Bungie reverting back to their old ways, which is a bad thing, and they need to stop that now. But there wasn't a understanding of what was going on in Destiny until Taken King.
Now, let me ask you this, LJ, but I ain't mean to cut you off. Since me and you are a huge Destiny player fans, you got the new DLC or no?
I did, but I tell you about what happened to it early. I haven't played it yet.
You haven't played it? I already told the community that I'm taking a break. I think the next one, the last one, ain't it, right?
Final Shape, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to come back for the final one because I'm pretty sure almost the whole community going to come back. But anyways, to ask you this before you continue, do you believe that the DLCs should cost $100, both of y'all?
No. I was looking at the DLCs for that, I thought that was ridiculous. I didn't even want to pay $50 for the $49.99 one.
Dad, what's your thing? What's your thought? You think DLCs should cost $100?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Okay. That was one reason why I didn't get Destiny, because I'm like, bro, I'm not finna get the basic DLC without getting the whole. You got to get the whole thing. That's one thing about right. Destiny. You got to get the whole thing. And the whole thing was $100. That's like $30, $40 extra dollars than the Witch Queen.
Now, was it $100 like out the gate, or was it like you bought one oh. point, you bought another one another point, and then.
So it's $49.99 for just the
basic.
Yeah. And so that gives you the new overall story.
The garbage campaign.
It gives you the new season, and it gives you the season pass. Now, after that, you can just buy the season pass after when the new seasons come out. But for the $99.99 one, or the $100 one, you get everything. So you don't have to worry about buying the season pass and this and that. And they give you a few extra things as well to sweeten the deal. It's not a sweetened deal, in my opinion. Like, the only people who should be buying the $100 one would probably be streamers, because they're going to get the most out of it, in my opinion.
Right.
And they can make their money back on it. While regular average everyday person, unless you just got $100 to
throw, yeah.
And then go, you should only be buying the $50 one. But like I said, I don't even think the $50 one, it should be $50. It should be $30 at most,
right.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your issue with Lightfall? Why you ain't playing it?
I'm not playing it because something happened to. So I heard some people have had this problem. It seems like if you didn't download it at a certain point, it messes up your whole thing. And so now I have to uninstall and reinstall all of Destiny back in.
And you don't feel like doing it right now? Nah, I won't blame you. But yeah, go ahead. What you were talking about? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Just got to fix that. But yeah, so. D1 had a horrible DLC issue, and it honestly did not get fixed until D2, and it didn't even get fixed in D2 until like 2 or 3 DLCs afterwards. So that's the example of just people doing DLC wrong and just not, you know, it's a cash grab. They just trying to get more cash from you. They don't care about the story. They don't care about adding on new features. It's just them giving you a product to say, hey, you need to come play our game again for a little bit, and then you can go off and play whatever you want afterwards. We just need your, we just need you to meet our quota for the quarter. That's how I feel like DLC is starting to be used for.
Right. I'll say this, and before we all call it a day,
when what Dad mentioned when the first DLC came out, what he was saying, I think the intentions was there when they first had DLC, because you had a complete game, a working game at that, good game. People want more. They didn't want to wait 4 or 5 years to get a whole complete new game. So somebody came up with the idea like, hey, instead of waiting 4 or 5 years, why can't we just push out mini content to these guys and drop it for like $5 to $10 and call it DLC? That's what Modern Warfare 2 was doing. The intentions was there. And to piggyback what LJ just say, now the gaming studios are doing is that they got to meet a deadline. And nowadays, I think all the games, matter of fact, are coming out unoptimized, broken, and don't have nothing in there. Because I promise you, I don't remember not one game for the past 2 to 3 years that came out working flawlessly, optimized, no crashes, nothing. No day one. Huh?
Elden Ring.
I think some people had, well, yeah, you're right. But that's just, you know, that's one of the lifetime. But actually, the piggyback what you just said about Elden Ring is doing, Elden Ring is what people should, that's what DLCs are. Because Elden Ring, good game, flawless, boom, that's it. What they doing with DLCs is what you're supposed to do with DLCs. Not what Destiny's doing with DLCs. There should be no reason anyone should be paying $100, let alone, how much the base, 50 you said?
50.
There's no reason people should be paying that much for a DLC. There's no
DLC
reason.
Should not cost no more than 30.
Right.
Like, no more.
No more than 30.
And there's go ahead.
$20 DLCs is a sweet spot for me, but 30 is like, okay, you're stretching it, but I'll pay it, you know.
Right. But so, there should be no reason on earth a DLC should cost more than the game itself. There's no
never.
I don't care if the DLC got 5-6 mini DLC within that bundle. No, there should be no point of, at that point, that's a game, a full blown game. You should make a full blown game. Right. But what LJ said, the game studios or the game companies or these people who run the games, they took advantage of DLC, and they were like, yeah, we're gonna make y'all pay now. We're gonna make y'all pay $70 for a full game that we know that's not complete, and then we're going to drop a DLC on y'all and charge y'all an extra $40 to $50 that's supposed to already been in the game in the first place. But we had a time limit to make, and we didn't feel like pushing it back. So DLCs, when they first made an appearance into the gaming community, it was perfect, good, flawless. It did what it's supposed to do. Now, all of a sudden, the game studios are taking advantage of it, and instead of making a full, complete game, they're making a 60, 65%, 50% game, charging the full price for it, and they're going to push out DLC that they took out the full game because they ain't had time to put it in the game. So, at the end of the day, what LJ said, I'm glad he brought Elden Ring up. Because Elden Ring is a perfect example of what you're supposed to do with a DLC. And right now, it's just 50-50. It's a good thing, and then it's a bad thing, depending on how you do it. So
Next time we talk about this, like in part two,
yeah,
I want to talk about how DLC is the whole game now, like free to play.
Right.
Because if you like Fortnite depends on the DLC and the skins to make their money.
Mm-hmm.
And emotes and stuff like that. So next time I want to talk about that too, because I have opinions on that.
Oh yeah, for sure. So, but like Dad mentioned, like I said earlier in the podcast, this is part one of who knows how many parts, because we could talk about this forever. But we gonna bring it back up. I don't know when, but we pretty much around the holidays time.
Around fall when Attack on Titan comes back out. Is that what we're gonna do?
If y'all want to. But we gonna bring
Attack on Titan is the perfect example of a DLC anime.
This man said DLC anime. But we gonna bring it back up because, like I said, it could be a whole entire segment. And around that time, we should have a whole bunch of more listeners on us. So we're going to bring some on if we can. But like I mentioned, this is just part one, or probably part two, part three, who knows. And we're gonna bring it back up, but we just want to share a little bit thoughts about it. But before we leave, man, Dad, what you got to say? What you got to say to the people, man?
Again, this can't be expressed enough. I appreciate everybody who comes out and shows love to this podcast. Everybody who shows up and like following us, and you know, don't be afraid to get in the comments. I'm constantly checking up personally to see, like, you know, I'm willing to get in a conversation about anything that we post on there. So feel free to say something. Like, I'm constantly checking it. So like. Feel free. Other than that, my information is going to be in the bottom, so follow me everywhere there. And again, I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate you, Rand. I appreciate you, LJ.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For the conversation we can have, you know, just the people out there. If you guys want to ask me something about it, you know, I'll gladly talk to you in the comment section of TikTok or YouTube or whatever. You know.
Hey, why you playing? Somebody did took you up on that because they were like, you my friends with my dad or something. You remember that comment?
Yeah. that was my son's friend who watches this. My son's friend watches this.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Dad got a fan? I was like, Dad got a fan out here because he came out of nowhere. I was like, I don't want to say yeah because I don't know who you is. But yeah,
that's my son. That's my son's best friend.
Okay, because he was stalking you. Because he was stalking you. Not LJ. I'm dead serious. He was stalking Dad. Like, he legit was asking in a comment section, "Do you know my dad? Do you know my dad? Do you know my dad?" And then he finally hit up Dad, and I think Dad got in contact with him.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Dad out here, man. Especially in Louisiana.
That's died down, man. I think I can go there and visit now. As long as we don't bring it up, you know, I think
the heat died down.
The heat died down, yeah.
LJ, what you got to say, man?
I got two things to say real quick. It's not about what we talked about, but I want to give a shout out.
Who are you getting a shout out to?
I'm giving a shout out to Cyberpunk Edge Runner because they won Anime of the Year for Crunchyroll. That's an actual good anime.
Yeah.
It absolutely destroyed Attack on Titan. Absolutely. Anyway, the other thing is the Olympics, what they're doing with esports, real quickly. The Olympics are allowing esports, but not really. They're allowing virtual sports, i.e. they're doing Wii Sports games for the Olympics now. And it's a absolutely slap in the face to actual esports for them to not do actual esports games. They're doing like virtual archery. They're doing virtual sailing, things like that. Virtual judo. Those aren't esports games. Esports games are CSGO, League of Legends, Valorant. Like, literally, there was just a Valorant tournament with over, like, a million people watching worldwide and in the venue in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And you announced that, and it's just a slap in the face.
It's a slap in the face to EVO in general.
Like, not even a fighting game is there. They have chess. It's ridiculous. So, in my opinion, I say all the esports, like Riot, Valve, Blizzard Entertainment, that's Xbox, however you want to do that now. They need to come together and just be like, hey, we're going to put on this world tournament where we have all the countries who want to be involved that are in the Olympics come make their own team and we do our own esports thing like that. Because if I know Blizzard gets involved, does a
PlayStation
like
will
that.
Try to block it.
PlayStation, I mean, what game
if Xbox get involved, PlayStation will try to block it. Okay, let's be honest.
Well, that's PlayStation's fault for being greedy. But I'm just saying, the Olympics are stupid for doing that. I'm just sorry. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And
is it?
I just had a rant about that because that was just stupid when I heard.
Nah. You gotta do what you gotta do. But when you text me that, I was surprised. I was like, "When?" But I kind of figured because esports
it's
huge.
It's coattailing.
Yeah.
Straight coat. Riding coattails.
But I was surprised. I'm like, when the heck? Well, esports. I won't say because Olympus bringing notes. Cause I'm about to say Olympus is somewhat almost like E3, but I don't think it is though.
No, the Olympics. That's where Blizzard does their world. They doing their World Cup this year.
Okay.
And they getting countries from all around the world to come and play. You qualify and all this other junk. And
right.
I think they have it here in America, and all the countries play for a World Cup. That's what you do. That's what the Olympics. Nobody be watching when it's the Summer Olympics. Nobody watches more water polo than me, and I've never seen an actual game of water polo other than the Olympics.
And to be honest with you, I've never seen water polo until Olympics.
Right. But when you see it, you'll be going fully hard for Team USA or whoever you go for, wherever mm-hmm. the country is. Because that's
no, you're
what
right
it
about
is.
That.
So why won't you do that for esports and do it with actual esports games?
You're right. Ain't no telling. But they probably just going to try that, and then eventually some influencer probably going to say something, and then they might change it later on.
Olympics don't care though, because the Olympics don't believe that esports is a real sport. So until somebody on that board of old people say, "Hey, esports is a sport," then it won't happen.
Right.
Them doing these virtual sports is I guess they saying, "Hey, let's get the young people in it. These young and show them that we do esports." Yeah.
Somebody in Olympic Committee is going to start doing a whip and nay-nay. They can try to relate to us.
Right.
Nah, I wouldn't be surprised, but how long we got to that? Like, next year? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know who decided to do all that, but I guess they want to say, because it's sports, and they were like, well.
They're trying to say, we're hip. We young and we believe in esports. This is not real.
Yeah, but whenever it come out, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'm pretty sure it probably ain't gonna go the way they want it to go.
No, nobody's gonna watch that.
Nah, somebody. I'm gonna watch it just to see what it is. But ain't no telling.
Nobody's gonna actually go to the event. How about that?
Oh heck no. But we don't know. We'll see whenever the Olympics happen. But my last thing is, DLCs, like I said, this is part one of part however many, probably going to be a lot. But DLCs, it could be good, it could be bad, depending on whoever behind it. Attack on Titan, I'm with LJ with them. They milking it. It should have been beyond finished by now. But we just got to wait till fall, and then we might do something major with that. Depending on how everything goes. So far, everything looking good. And also, y'all be on the lookout for Dad, man. He got something brewing up in the works. I don't want to spoil it, but Dad, go ahead and tell these people what you got going on real quick before we call off.
Well, right now I'm still in the infancy stages, but I'm currently looking to get my own sports podcast going. I got some things in mind, but I'll announce it when I get these knots untied.
Right.
Basically.
So, right.
But it's in the works though.
So for all the old heads out there that be loving the sports podcast, sports talk with Dad be talking, man. And like I said, like he said, he got something in the works, man. So all y'all can go head over there and y'all can talk it up with that. And then also too, we got something else in the works too. Don't know for sure what I want it to be. I'm gonna talk it over with LJ and Dad. We'll figure something out. But we also got something in the works. It's probably gonna be just mainly YouTube because our YouTube shorts are going crazy. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Like I said, I don't know for sure what we're gonna do. May still talk about anime and video games. I'm pretty sure that's what we're gonna talk about. But I don't know. I think we're just gonna be more conversations, more joking around and laughing and stuff like that. So we are gonna bring back the live show. Just don't know what the hell we're gonna talk about, but we're gonna bring it back and we're gonna keep y'all updated on that. But anyways, man, hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, man. My name is Randall. With me always, my boy LJ and OG Dad himself, man. And together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast, man. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode. And we catch y'all on the next one, man. Peace out.